We are by the Mishnah, Daf Yudah Med Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Kol get sheyesh olov eight kusi, every shtar that there's chosum olov, an eight that's a kusi, posel. So it's a posel shtar. Chutz megitei noshim v'shechurei avodim. To hear, if we have an eight kusi, it is kosher. Maise sheviu lifnei Rab Gamliel lekfar usnoi get ishe, vahoyo eidov eide kusim behichshe. It would seem that that there were two eidim on the get, but the Gemara speaks about it. Eid kusi posel dechshidi a eidu sheker. The kusim are choshut to say eidus shekel, so the whole accomplishment of eidus is not applicable by them because they're the choshut to say eidus shekel. Chutz migitei noshim kedamafarish b'gemara lekfar usnoi money masnis. So the Gemara asks, who is our Mishnah going according to? Loi tanekame. That means we have a three-way machlekes in what inyonim we can rely on kusim, what darga they are, and our Mishnah is not going according to any of these tanoi. The sanya. We learned a baraisa, matzes kusi muteres. If a kusi made a matzah, so we can rely on the kusi that it's not chometz. Va'odom yaitze bo yedei chevosoi bepesach. And another inyan. Leil rishain, there's a inyan besides not being chometz, it has to be shomo l'shem matzis mitzvah. So we can rely that the kusim were shomered l'shem matzis mitzvah. What does Rashi say? Matzahs kusi muteres bepesach lachila. One is permitted to eat matzahs kusi. V'loi chayshinon shema hichmitza. Maybe they were machmitz the ise. V'odom yaitze bo yedei chevose bepesach. Mishum chayves laila rishin. One could be yaitze the chayv of laila rishin. Shul chayev lechel matzah mishtameres. There is a chiyuv to eat matzah mishtameres. Kedersiv ba'erev toichlo matzis. Ba'afilu yodinim bo deloy hechmitza. Afilu we know that it's not chometz. Loy nofik bo. You're not yoitze. Elim kein oved lo shimo l'shem choyvas matze. It's not, you're not yoitze unless there was shimo l'shem choyvas matze. That means the sibbe. There's a vote from the Briske Rav, and it's very massive in this Rashi, but just let's finish the Rashi. Dechsiv ushmartem es hamatzeis, vekusim bekiyim hein, shetzricha lishtame lishmo, v'oysin lo shima. They know that it has to be shomo l'shem matzis mitzvah, v'oysin lo shima, and they make the shimo. The Briske Rav says that bizman chazal, they were able to look at a dough and an ise, and they were able to tell if it's chametz or matzah. So that means, so the, that what it says, ushmartem es hamatzeis, it does not mean that to make sure that it's not chametz. You don't have to ushmartem es hamatzeis. That means you can leave it alone and come back 5 minutes later and look at it and observe, and you'll be able to know if it is matzah or if it is chametz. So what does Ushmartem es hamatzeis mean? Ushmartem es hamatzeis means that the e-chometz has to come about through shmire l'shem matzis mitzvah. That means that when it's not chometz is not sufficient. It's not supposed to become chometz through your shmire, that you're watching it and you're making sure it doesn't become chometz, and the purpose of the shmire is l'shem matzis mitzvah. That's a tnai in the kiyama mitzvah. So memela, so the Tanakama holds kusim are reliable. And the memela, so matzis kusim b'teres v'adam yetzu b'dechevose b'pesach. Rabbi Loza asels a matzis kusim l'fi shein b'kiyin b'dikduke mitzvahs. Sagt Rashi, Rabbi Loza Oysa, Af Bachila Kol Yemaisa Pesach. It's not only possible for Leil Rishin. Not only is it not, I can't rely on them that there was a shimbo, l'shem matzah, mitzvah. No, it's also tit kol yimei sepesach, the chashdinen lo shema machamtzin, maybe they were machmetzin. They are not elech, they're not bekiim b'dikduki mitzvahs, they're not mekayim, so memela, we can't rely on them at all. Abshimim megamli eloima, Kol mitzvah shehirziku bo kusim harbe medagdin gabo yoysa mi Yisrael. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, there are certain mitzvahs that the kusim am zachon gechapt, and these mitzvahs, they're more medagdic than Yidin. The other mitzvahs, they weren't mazik. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the criteria is, if they're marzik, if they were marzik in this mitzvah, so then you can zikha rely on them. If they weren't marzik in the mitzvah, then in the chanami, you can't rely on them. Is money. Now, our Mishnah says halacha that kusim are posel lohoi v'ashtoris. They're not reliable. The chshidi aide sheker. So who is our Mishnah going according to? Money. Itan nekame. According to Tanakame, we'll see in Taisvis that Tanakame held whatever is kosuv b'Torah, they were Mekayim. The mitzvah matzah, it says in the Torah, achilas chometz, it says in the Torah, they were Mekayim this. No, leisane b'reyacha it shokesh, they t'chechet in the Torah, she know how to say it is sheke. So, I Tanakame, if our Mishnah is going according to the Tanakame, a filo shar shtoros nami, so a kusi should be kosher by shar shtoros. I Rabbi Eloza, if our mission is going according to Rabbi Eloza, that says they're not bekiim b'dikduke mitzvahs, they're not reliable, afilo geti isha nami loy, so geti isha should also be possible. Vi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if our mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the criteria is they were machzik in this inyan, so then they're reliable. The inyanim, they weren't machzik, they're not reliable. So let's see by Edis, either achzik, if they were marzik, the leisan de bereyache it shoker means something to them. Afilo shashtar is nami. Ida lo yarzik. If they weren't marzik and leisan, afilo geti shenami loy. Vechiteime Rav Shimon ben Gamliel he. Not maybe it's going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the arzik baho v'lo arzik baho. Not in the leisane. And the leisane could be their achzik, but there's other inyanim that one has to know in hilchishtoris. The halachas, the one has to know in hilchishtoris. So it could be in hilchis shtar shichel in shtar get they were marzik. In hilchishtoris they weren't marzik. The achzik baho v'le achzik baho. So, if that's the case, so then, now we understand very good the chilik between, Shar Shtoris and Gittin. Is Mayir Yechat, Afilot Reinami? So why does it say in the Mishnah, Kol Get Shiesh Olav Eid Kusi Posel Chutz Megitei Noshim, Shechri Avodim, which would seem that in there an Eid Kusi is Kosher, one. And then the Gemara says, we'll see, it could be from the Mishnah, it's not so much Avaraya, Aloma, Omar, Rabbi Loza, Lehirshiru boy, Elo, Eid, Echot, Kusi, Bulvar. So, Mamon of Sheikh, if it's Arzik, so two Kusim should be sufficient. If it's not Arzik, so Get also shouldn't help. So, we don't know who the Tana of our Mishnah is. Before we go further, let us see Rashi and Taisvis. Kol mitzvah shechzika bo, ubakir shoichtem beforish. Now we have to understand, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel said, a kol. Kol mitzvah shechzika bo kusim. So the kol, it seems, is marbe something. Ubakir shoichtem beforish, tosi Rab Shimon la sufi atanekame, af mitzvah shehi mi divrei soifrem ve'einok suva betoire, Birziku bo samchinan alayu. That means, we'll see in Tosfos Klora, the Tanakama held all mitzvahs haksuvim bekra the medagdik. So in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel wants to be moisif, kol mitzvah sheherziku bo, the criteria is not ksuvim bekra, the criteria is herziku bo. If it's herziku bo, afilo it's midivrei seifrem, the medagdik yosem of Yisrael. If it's lo herziku bo, forget about it. So then we'll see afilo it's kosov b'teire, that they have their own mahalach, that would what they're marsik and what they're not marsik, that's it. So the Gemara says, yes, Rashi says, "Afilu shashtar esnami, daloich shidi. If it's arzik, ida arzik behilches gitnu shtaris. Or maybe not on sheker, but behilches gitnu shtaris. There halach is involved that that's arzik. And arzik ba'ah begitnu b'shechur, and v'lay arzik ba'ah b'shar shtaris. Hihochi ma'iriyeh." Playach Sherinim begitna lechat kusi, kediktani mas nisen, 8 kusi. Techat kusi, bechad yisrolu demach, shavotavayu kusim loy. Layach shiro boy, beget isha. And they were only marsha 1 ape, not 2 adim. So if it's achzik, so a filo 2 kusim should be sufficient. Let us see Taisvis. Matzas kusi muteres. Vim taima. Aloy gozru al piton. Chazal wa gozer, one is not permitted to eat a pas shel kusi. Kedamrinen be pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, lefi shohoyu mevatlen binyin beis amigdash bimei Ezra. So chazal asert pas kusi. Uktoni hosom, in pirkei de Rabbi Lezer it says, mikan om Rabbi Lezer, Koloichel paskusi kiloichel besar chazir. That means chazal aser behechlet paskusi. Osan yanami perkama dechulen gabi min pitoi paskusi. So that's a moshul. But akaponim paskusi is also. So how is one permitted to eat matzis kusi? There's a problem of paskusi. Vayma rabbeinu tam. The Mairi Beisas Yisrael Sha'osa Kusi Matzah Mimena. It's speaking about a Isas Yisrael. The dough belonged to a Yid Sha'osa Kusi Matzah Mimena. So the Yelis Ashaches Ma'ira Sawat Isas Yisrael. So what? So how does this help the situation? But he baked it. The Kusi baked it. So it's past. So it's pas kusi. We don't find any place that there should be a kule. We have pas akum. There's no kule if the isa belongs to a yid or doesn't belong to yid. Forget the shailas who baked it. We have a kule by pas palter if they threw in a kisim or by pas akum also if the afiyah, it becomes a pas through the afiyah. So if he was mishtatef in the fiyas, that's not, it doesn't have dinner pas akum. The yellow sashacher wants to be mitzadid, but, v'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the teretz. There's a mechudishtike Rabbeinu Tam in Mesechtes Psochim and Mesechtes Brochis. Rabbeinu Tam says that if there's a lisha ovo, if you have a thick dough, so the Rabbeinu Tam says it gets a teiras lechem b'shas lisha. And later, even if you'll cook it, you still make a moitzi. Because you don't need a fear to make it pass if it's a lisha ovo. If it's a thick dough, it has a teiras lechem already. That's a psashitas a Rabbeinu Tam. So he wants to say, so it could be, according to that, says, V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, it could be the Rabbeinu Tam l'shitosai. He didn't say Kemach Yisrael. If it's Isas Yisrael, so it has a Teiras Lechem already before the Afiyah, So then it won't get a shame pass akum through the afiyah. That means if I don't need the afiyah to give it a teiras lechem, I feel you'll cook it later, it's also lechem. So memele, so then it doesn't get a teiras pass akum. Because what did the guy do? He baked it. That doesn't make it pass, it is a shame pass already. He's mitzadet, maybe that's pshat in teiras. Vimtaima. Verktoisvus ama yoitze bo yedei choyve. Dume loy shomro loshay matze. Dechshidi alif neiver. It seems, even though everything they were nisa, filo kakuritretane kame, if it's kosu bekro, balif neiver, they were choshedan. So he'll tell you he was mishamaret loshay matze's mitzvah, nishkishtaigen, nishkifleigen, could be he, dechoshed. It is speaking about the kusi does not have other matzah, and he's also eating this matzah. The kusi is biased by the seder. The kusi who baked the matzahs is eating by the seder. Now, if neither he's choshed, but he won't be choshed, he's zichavatzim mekayim the mitzvah berev teichel matzahs, which needs matzah shmure. So we can see actions speak louder than words. That means if I see he makes the broch al achilas matzah and he eats the matzah, some mele, then I could also make a broch and eat the matzah, because I see that it's kosher matzah, it's kosher matzah shmure. That means if you have a whole bunch of geshoft in the office, and I want to know, and there's a kusi, he's the sheikh, and he tells you, I tell you, it's a kashal mahadrin, so you just cut off a little of the head of one of the office, and you give it to him, and if he eats it, so that's a rayatak, he's telling the truth, so, his eating it is showing that it's like a kosher. Ochleimut alechem mishchitosa. Va'adam yaitzi bo yedei chevosa. Not only is it mutalecho, no yaitzi bo yedei chevosa. Zu afzuktoni. Not only is it not chometz, you could eat it the whole Pesach, no, you could even be kind of the mitzvah vashmin in the bekiyim bishimu l'shem matzah. I Tanakame afilu shar shtoris nami. The Gemara is according to the Tanakame. So just like the Tanakame says we can rely on the matzah of a kusi, so we should rely on the shtar of a kusi also. Oy Mari, the mashme, now that what the Gemara was medame shtoris to matzah, the Latanakame mahani ksiva lechude. That means the Tanakama held, if something is written in the Torah, the kusim are medagdik b'mitzvahs. That's what the Tanakama holds. So memele, so the Gemara is medame. So just like the nizer and the iser of achilas chometz, the nizer and the kiyum mitzvah matzah, so they should also be nizer and the leisana b'riachei shoker. The mashmel Tanakama mahani ksiva lechude. Af al gab the loy achzuk, even though we don't know specifically that the kusim were ungenomen this mitzvah, but you don't need that. We can rely if it says in the Torah, the kusim are. We can assume that they're mekayim the mitzvah. When the Gemara asks Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Bashtar should also be good. I said, there the Gemara was Toile and Achzik. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel mentioned, Kol mitzvah shechziku bo kusim, is habi medagding bo yosem yisro. But the Tanakama did never mention the Achzik. So the Tanakame never mentioned Achzik, so according to the Tanakame, I feel it without Achzik, as long as it's Kosov, then Mekayim. Midalei Koma Tanakame di Achzik, the Koma Abshim Gamliel. Bim Kain Pshita Leilishas. So Memele, if the Gemara could ask Akasha, according to the Tanakame, Shtoreh should be good just like matzah, without any hakdomis, is pshita le'lishas, the matzah le'achzik. That means I don't have any yediyah that the machzik is specifically in mitzvah's matzah. Perish en yedua, yachzik. The matzah ksiva va'achzik, if matzah is, it says beferish in the Torah, and I know the mitzvah of matzah, menor le'lishas, the ksiva l'chudei mahani l'tane kama. So how could you ask a kasha b'medamish shtoris to matzah? Matzah is ksiva v'achzik. Shtoris, maybe it's not achzik. How can you ask a kasha if you would need two tnoi? So if the Gemara did ask the kasha, so we see from the Gemara understood according to the Tane Kama, ksiva alone is sufficient. So the Gemara is not measured the kasha. So just like ksiva is sufficient by chometz, it should be sufficient by shtoris. V'chein mashme. So what is Tosis saying? So from Argamor's kasha, we see Argamor understood that ksiva is sufficient, and therefore the Gemara is. So shtoris is also ksiva. V'chein mashme bepeire kama dechulin, according to the Tanne Kama, that ksiva is sufficient. The mikore muki pluktayu. The Gemara wanted to say what is the machloikis between the Tanne Kama, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. B'ksive v'loy achzik. So Gemara says klar over there that the machlokes is if it's ksive v'loy achzik. The latan the kame mahani. Shem Gamliel loy mahani. U'porich. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. So what does Rab Shimon ben Gamliel hold? The ksive is not sufficient. You need achzik. U'porich. So the Gemara asks, Hai kol mitzvah sherziku bo. Im herziku bo mi boilei. That means, more is takasha, that's not shav Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon says kol. If Rav Shimon Gamliel holds unique ksiva plus achzik, so say im, not kol mitzvah. Kol mitzvah isis is moisiv and the tanakame. That you don't need ksiva. That's the Gemara's kasha. Abamashme dula yedil on the yachzik bo, mi dekomi im achzik bo mi boilei. And he says, the Gemara understood that Rab Shimon Gamliel is moisif, you need achzik. So that's what he's chaylik on the Tanakame. The Tanakame said, ksive is sufficient. He says, no, im achzik, you need achzik also. Al kalponim, so Tosis is saying, the havamin of the Gemara and chulon and not Gemara seems to hold according to the Tanakame, ksive is sufficient. The kosher. The lamai the masi kosher. The Gemara feels eyes. Since Rab Shimon Gamliel says, kol, he's malbe, kol mitzvah sherziku bo. So the Gemara says, the machla, Rab Shimon Gamliel is makel over the Tanakame. The achzik beloi ksive ike binayu. That if it's achzik beloi ksive. That means the Tanakam holds you need ksive, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says you don't need ksive. The achzik b'loy ksive. The Tanakam loy mahani, you need ksive. But Rav Shimon Gamliel litfuya yosa, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is malbe, lemeimed the mahani. Fine. So the maskonis ha-gemara is that according to the Tanakam, so now Tais is understood like this. According to the Tanakhama, ksiva helps. Achzik doesn't help. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, ksiva does not help, but achzik helps until it's not kosher. So Taisvis asks, Minola, so now, Taisvis asks, Minola deloy mahani letanakam. How did the Gemara know that achzik doesn't help? Even the ksiva l'chude mahani. Af al gav d'loy mahani l'rab shimim gamliu k'damash mahochem. Paket, agamar vayis is klo. According to the Tanakama, the Mosad Shtorah should help without batting an eyelash because it's ksiva. And Rab Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara said, well, is it achzik? Is it not achzik? So if we see that ksiva does not help according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, but achzik helps, so we see that achzik is better than ksiva. So according to the Tanakama, it could be achzik also helps. About the gibbis it should help. It's koshkin, the mani chazok, elochud, the dadife. Chazak is better than Ksiva, the man Yafel Rab Shimon Gamliel. So Taisus is asking Akasha, the Gemara says in Chulin that the machloikis between the Tanakama Rab Shimon Gamliel is, according to the Tanakama, Ksiva, and only Ksiva, is the medactic. And according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, Achzik. So Taisus says, how did the Gemara know that Achzik is not good according to the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says, even Ksiva is good. But Achzik, which is good according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, could be as good according to the Tanakhama also. V'doichik loyma af agab demimilsa the Tanakhama ein lechiyach the loyma hani chazok elochudei. Mikomokim yeshal dagdik m'Rav Shimon Gamliel dosa letfuye chazok elochudei mechlal the Tanakhama loyma hani. So Taisvi says, you're right, from the Divrei Tanakama, we couldn't prove anything. But we can prove it to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says Kol, so Kol is Moisef on the Tanakama. So Afilu, you don't hold the Vachsik, but I hold the Vachsik. So Taisvi says, that's a doichik to say such a thing. V'nira l'ri. V'le maskone dahosam, according to the maskone, that the Gemara says that there is a double machlekes, the Tanakama holds Ksiva is good and Achzik is no good, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says Achzik is good and Ksiva is no good. So Tai says, according to that maskone, Matze Ksiva Barzikubo. Matze is Kosuv and Barzikubo. Hash the Yesh Lechiach mitanekame gufei de chazok elochude le mahani. So now from the Tanakama, if we will say, the Tanakama is speaking about Matzah, which is Ksive and Achzik. So if you'll say Chazoke helps, is Midinokat Matzah, why did he speak about Matzah? The Ksive and Achzik. The Chazoke Lachude Mahani, Avol Eleminket Shchite. Let him speak about something that's not Kosov Betoyer. The Lekel Chazoke Lachude. So now Taisva says, so now Taisus, according to the Maskonis Agamorian Chulin, Matzah is Achzik and Ksive, and Davke, by Matzah, the Tanakhama says, you can rely on Kusim, because of Ksive. Bahoraya, if Achzik alone is good, so why are you talking about Matzah, speak about Shchita, which is not Ksive. So, Pekitza Taisvi says, Matzah is Ksiva and Achzik. V'im Taima. So if we'll say, according to the Maskone, that Matzah is Ksiva and Achzik, and from that we see that Achzik alone is not good, im came and nolei de Ksiva luchu de manis, how do you know that Ksiva is good? The Tanakame. Kiven de Matzah Ksiva va Achzik. So what is Pshat Nagamor's Kasha? Agamor asks, Shtore should be good according to the Tanakhama. What's the Kasha? Matze is Achzik also. Could be Shtore, it's not Achzik. V'yeshloime, midoloime forish, behedye, matzes, kusim, buteres, hoyil, v'irzikubo. The Metzius was irzikubo. But Rabban, at the Tanakhama did not say that that's the reason why the Nemon Mashmed lehavi taime elamishum deksive shutama yedua lekel beloishem pirish. That means, if this would also be a factor, this would also be a reason why the Neman, the Tanakama, should have said it. If the Tanakama said stam, that matzes kusim muteres, even though the Metzius is it's a chzikubo, but since the Tanakama did not mention this as a reason for why the Kusim are Neman, so we see the Neman because of Ksiva alone. Vim Taima. Kiven de Lutanekame, Chazoke Luchude Loimahani, Menolon de Ksiva Luchude Loimahani, Larab Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Porich Yachzik, Dul Meksiva Adifa, the Mahani Afilu Latanakama Bacholshkein, the Mahani Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel. So Taisus asks now, if we say according to the Tanakama, Chazoka doesn't help. You need Ksiva. And we see Rab Shimon Gamliel says Chazoka does help. So Rab Shimon Gamliel is more makel than the Tanakama. So maybe Ksiva is about to give us good. So why did our Gemara ask Akash, Rab Shimon Gamliel, either Achzik, either Lay Achzik, Ksiva should be good according to everyone. ואויד במסקונת דחולן אבל אלמיימה אחזיק בדלקסי ונמי איקה בנייו. The Gemara in Chulin should have said, Nami Ike Benayu. That means there's two machloikis. There's one machloikis ksiva v'loy achzik, and then there's another machloikis achzik v'loy ksiva. The Gemara should have said, Nami. Mi de loy kamal Nami, mashme ksiva m'chudei mahani l'kul alme. So again, so now we're stuck in our Gemara. From the Loshna Gemara would see, doesn't say Nami, vice is the only machloikis is by achzik. But Ksiva, everyone knows it's good. So now we're stuck with our Gemara. So when the Gemara is Takash from Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara starts gribbling if it's Achzik, if it's not Achzik. Ksiva helps according to everyone. V'yishloim et demisavke le'lashas. The Gemara did not know ipligi Rav Shimon Gamliel atanakam b'ksiva v'loy Achzik. The Gemara did not know what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds by Ksiva v'loy Achzik. Midolei koma kol mitzveh sheksuve oy shehurzekubo. Since he just meant in Hulziku, he didn't mention Ksuve. Is Memele, so it would seem Davke Hulziku, but Ksuve doesn't help. Aval Gavdi Kalameima de Mikoshken Shaminale. Well, if he said Hulzik is Koshken Ksuve, Lotanakama Ksuve Mahani Velochazoke, Afalohochi, Mesavkele Lashas, Dilma Rabishim and Gamliel, Griya Ksuve Mechazoke, Mile Pirish Behedje. Alochi Lekoma, Hosam Arzik Blaksiva Namiike Benayu, Shem Dachsive V'loi Arzik Mesafkle Epolig Rav Shimon Gamliel Kedibirash. So Taisus Lamaisa is saying, the Gemara, that is clear, that according to the Tanakame, the criteria is Ksiva and that's it. And Arzik is Leimala V'loi Meirit. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara doesn't know. Does he hold Ksiva is also good? Or maybe only Asik is good as not Ksiva. So that's why when our Gemara asked Takasha, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara said that, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so, the Gemara had asked if it's Asik, if it's not Asik. Yeah. Let us get back now to the Gemara's Teretz. Zip the Gemara. Lo'ilam la'baloza. Our mission is going according to Abaloza that kusim achshidi l'shaker d'nat b'kiyim b'diktukei mitzviz v'chigoyin v'chosem Yisrael l'psayf. But it's speaking about that ayid chasmed underneath the kusi. The e lav the kusi chover have, if this kusi would not be a chover, would not be a talmud chochem, would not be a medagdik b'mitzvahs, lemachtem le'mikame. He would not permit the kusi to chasme before him. So memele, so from that the yid chasmed underneath the kusi, so we see the kusi is a chob. Ihochi. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu shar shtoris nami. So the raya that this kusi is not choshen l'shaker is from the eid achosim lamata. So what's the chilek if he's choshen lamata by a get? He's choshen lamata by shtoris. The Mishnah differentiates between shtoris and gitten. El Amrinen. So what's the teretz? The teretz is by shtoris. Amrinen rafche shavik laman de koshish mine. That means that what he chasmed on the bottom shure is because he saw that there were other edim standing by the ksivis hashtar. Edim which were older than him. So memele he decided why should we ahead yet kaifetz barosh shev der cheret. So he went and skipped a line and signed his name because he was under the impression that Mistamed, the first aid would be El Tereid. And then, for some reason, the Baal Ashtar was Machtem de Kusi, but it's no Raya from that the Yid was Chos, that the Yid is Chosim Lamato, that the Kusi is a Chover. So Chinami Rav Cheshovek Laman de Koshish Minei. So by Get is also the same thing. Just like there's no raya from the chsima of the Yisroel by Ashtar, so there's no raya and the chsim of the Israel by a get. Omar ha-pope zois emeres eide ha-get ein chois min ze beloi ze. So, ha-pope answered, so the teretz is, by a get, one only chasmes when the other eid is there. That means the eidim, ha-tzrichim, lachtem al-get, they all have to come together b'shas t'chsimes ha-get. So, me-mele, so the second eid sees who the first aid is. And if the first aid is a kusi, which is not a chover, he would not be a nonov and sign underneath him. So memele, so that what he was mashkel himself for this kusi, so by his taste, this kusi is a chover. But by shar shtoris, we do not have such a klal, ein choismen alazeh bifnezeh. So memele, so by Shash Torres, the reason of his chsima lamata is because there was a mistaken assumption that the top eight will be a yida zake. My time, Omar Ravashi, gzeira mishum kulchem. He says, by Gittin, there were geyser that if you won't be chosim zebif nezeh, it can come out of mirdike kilkul. If the Baal said kulchem chsumu, and if all of them don't chasme, it's a posel get. So therefore, they made a takone that all the eidim that have to chasme have to be there b'shas when they start chasmeing the get. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Loilom kerabeloso, the omach shidi, the kusim achosh, the shaker, V'gitnen my time hukshar eit kusi, k'goin dechosem Yisroel eit hasheni lepsoif tachas kusi. He chasmet underneath the kusi. He loved the kusi chover have, if the kusi would have not have been a chover, lehava Yisroel machtem le lekusi mikame, he would not have permitted the kusi to chasmet first. He hochi shashtor esnami, k'chosem Yisroel lepsoif nichshere. Ella kochoch taima mai. Why shar shtoris? Do you make an asik that the Israel chasmed lepsoif? Taima mai lehave b'shar shtoris pecheskes chova al yedei hakdomezu that he was magdem the kusi. Domrinen because we say hay Israel rav cheshavak. He left over space leman the koshish minei for someone who's older than him. Shalom es ha'edis. They saw the edis in Yisrael zahachosum. Yisraelim zkeinim imenu. There were other yidin there that witnessed the tzivei habal. Vakusi. Uf shechosam Yisrael zahachila, when he chasmed first, ho yasovo, sheyachdoim bala shtarimoy, echod Yisrael azkeinim. He thought, Mishnome, the other aid will be a yid azokin. Lefich hachosam betachtis hashtar. But that was the kusi. His lamailo does not in any way mean that the kusi is a chover. Ochenami begetisha name rav cheshova. So he said, meres masnis in the marsha beget the posel b'shar shtoris, as meaning that is a special din by get, eidi a get, ein chosmen elezeh b'fnezeh. Hilkach al kolchachoch Yisrael ze roes akusi chayisim lemaila. If it's by a get, so he witnessed how the kusi chasmet v'hu chosim lemata. V'ilav dechover hu, if he wouldn't have been a chaver le'achtemei mikamei, he would have never permitted him to chasmet first. Avrei v'shar shtoris chayismin ze shalei b'fnei ze. Hilkach. Iker lemeches Yisroel zechos amrishen betachtes hashtar v'shovek rav chelaman dekoshish. He left over space for one who is older than him. V'lo yoda, and he wasn't aware sheyachtem asakusi lemay lemen. My time omer rabbonu sheyachtem uzeh sheloi b'fnei zeh zeirem mishum kulchem v'snam bepirken de lakamon. Omer la sorry told to ten people, kulchem kisvu get liishtim. So that means echad kaisev v'kulam chaismin. Milehabi chos mikula av a psula. It's a apostle get. the Bekpei de Talye, it's totally in the Kapodas Abal, he's only making it a get if there will be 9 chsumim. The fikach tikna v'leichad v'leyomar kuchem shikol eidem nikbotzim b'shas achsim. Let us see Taisvitz. He loved the kusi chovahu lehave machdim lehmikameh. So how do I know that it's a kosher get from that, that the Yisrael was machtim, he let the kusi be machtim in front of him? Im kein kule ishtore miskayim apume dechad Yisrael. Dechosim lebsayf. That means the whole hechsher of the shtar is built through one yid. That means if I look at the shtar, so I don't know if there's 2 Eidim that are being chasmening on the shtar. Who says there's 1 Eidim Akusi who's possible Eidis? Who says that this is a kosher shtar? So everything is being, a chain is as strong as the weakest link. That means so the whole shtar is based on the nemonis of this yid who is saying that the kusi is kosher. Memele is the way the man is. So everything is built on his nemonis. Without his nemonis, I don't ever get. Before we see Taisvis Teretz, I would like to say over a Teretz that the Taisvis Harosh says. The Taisis HaRosh says as follows. Yesh reitzim ledagdek mikan. They said that he brings them cash. V'teimim kein yiskan kule ishtore achat tzade. The kule milse samchin in aha Yisrael dechosim. Yesh roitzim ledagdeg mikan. Mai sheitzricha teure beizeidim. Lav mishum dechad choshid lishoker. Elegzeres melechu. Kedemrine gabi kroivim. Moishvaren lav mishum dolei mehemni. Lotzegzeres melech. Now, let me just explain what the Rosh is saying, and then we have to understand how this for emphasis the kasha. There's a chakire, it seems, in Rishonim, Tzais brings a Ramban that says this, the Torah said 2 Eidim are kosher, and 1 Eid is possible. 1 Eid is Nemon, to be Mechai B'Shvue, B'Yisurim, but when it comes to the Davoshimerve, the Nimominus, 1 Eid is possible. So the Shail is, why is 1 Eid possible? So we can learn 2 ways. One way we can learn, so Shash Meshaka, the Torah did not believe, if 2 people say the same thing, that's a psaraya, that it's true. But one person saying is Choshen Meshaka. Or we can learn Shat, there's no difference between 1 and 2. That what the Torah passed 1 Eid, it's a gzeiras melech. That means a gzeiras akosav. In the monist, there's no difference between 1 and 2. But just like the Torah passed Moshe Ba'aron. Why is Moshe Ba'aron possible? Not because the choshed l'shakech has v'sholom. It's a gzeiras akosav. We can't paskin al pi diburam. It's a gzeiras akosav, not cheshbainis. It's a gzeiras melech. So Mamela, that's what we believe, 2 Eidim. We don't believe 1 Eid, it's Exeus Melech. So now, let's go a little further. So they wanted to say like this. If by 1 Eid is Achshash Meshakel, that means 1 Eid is Choshed Meshakel. So then they held places Kashas, Amaradike Kashas. So this 1 Eid is Choshed Meshakel. So he's telling us, you know, there's another Eid here also. This other Eid is if you're Choshen L'Shaker, so it could be, this other Eid is also Choshen L'Shaker. I mean, I don't trust you, so I don't trust, like this one Eid would be enough, but I don't trust you, so You're telling me the other eight is not chashiv l'shaker. So everything is being built on your namonis and your chashiv l'shaker. But if it's a gzeiras melech, that means you're not chashiv l'shaker. But it's a gzeiras melech. Then it's for em for the kash. It's gzeiras melech. So l'chayra, we have to understand why gzeiras melech is better. But I say, Melch, you don't believe in Eidechel. He's not Choshev L'Shaker. But you don't believe in Eidechel. So why we're believing in Eidechel? So I thought perhaps we could say there's a Mordeke Gemara in Mishemeis of Kufnan Tess that says two halachas. And from these two halachas, we see the difference between Choshev L'Shaker and gzeiras melech. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, let's be Megashim Dinyan, that Reuven was caught, he gazled, Reish Chodesh Nissan Tov Shin Samach. So a gazlon is Choshed L'Shaker, that's for sure. It's Choshed L'Shaker. Reish Chodesh, but we found him, till Reish Chodesh Nissan, he was, they used to give him Shishi in Shul, they thought he was a Mekovah de Kemench. But now we caught him stealing, and thus, so Reish Chodesh Nissan, we know he's a gazlan, he's choshed l'shak. Right. Now, I see a shtar. And the shtar, he's chosim, this aid, he's chosim on the shtar. But the date is, listen, Tavshin Nuntes. No, Tavshin Nuntes. Tavshin Nuntes, he was still on the Eloche, so. So the Moshe says, no, it's a puzzle of shtar. No, it's a puzzle shtar, because since this guy is choshed l'shaker, so he can write a shtar now and put a tovshin and test on top of it. I mean, if he's choshed l'shaker, so why are you so tamimistic about the date? This guy is choshed l'shaker. He'll write a shtar now that Reuven borrowed $100, you won't believe him. So he can write that Reuven borrowed the tovshin and test. I mean, a person is choshed l'shaker, the date, he's not scared of writing a false date also. It's a puzzle again. It's a puzzle to start. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says another case. The Gemara says as follows. Reuven became a son-in-law to Yaakov Chodesh Nissan Tovshin Samach. Became a son-in-law. He's postulatus. He's a korot. Now, if I find a shtar that's chosom, Sivan, Tovshin, Samach, and one of the Edom is Reuven, it's possible. Atras Vashon, because Reuven is Choshev L'Shaker, but it's Eretz Melech, a Korev is not believed. Okay? He is Chosem, Tovshin, Samach, is possible. Now what if I have this star? I see that Reuven is an Eid, for who is today his Shver, Tovshin Nuntes, Nissen Tovshin Nuntes. So it's a kosher shtar. It's a kosher shtar. Because Tovshin Nuntes, he wasn't a son-in-law, so he was kosher Eidus. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, but that is, if I would have known it was written Tovshin Nuntes, but let's not be so naive. Maybe it was written Tovshin Samach, and the date, it's a Gzeiras Melech. We can't believe him. So, the Chiddush Yerim says Pshat, that the Gzeiras Melech is, that if he's being made now, on his Shver, so it's a Gzeiras Melech, he can't believe. That's a Gzeiras Melech. But if he is saying that there's no Gzeiras Melech, that's what he's saying. He said this was written Tovshin and Tess. I'm Koshel Eidus. I'm saying it was written Tovshin. I'm saying there's no Gzeiras Melech here. So since he's not Choshed L'Shaker, so you have to believe him. The Gzeiras Melech is only if when the Gzeiras Melech is applicable, so then the Gzeiras Melech is we can't believe you. You're a son-in-law, we can't believe you. But if I'm telling you that when the shtar was written, there's no gzeiras melech to passel, so then you have to believe me. And that is no gzeiras melech, then you have to believe me. So lechayre, over here, it could be, if this eid, when one eid echot chasmizan aget, so really, he's not choshed l'shaker.
But why can you believe me? Because it's a Gzeres Melech, I can't believe you. So I'm telling you, there's no Gzeres Melech on this star, this kusi is kosher. That's all what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there's no Gzeres Melech here. If I'm not Choshen L'Shaker, and I'm telling you the Gzeres Melech does not apply, I'm not a Yochid, there's another Eid over here. I'm telling you this, that's right. You have to believe me. You have to believe the Choshen that was written Tavshin and Tess also. But if he's not Choshen L'Shaker, you'll believe him. So he's telling you the Gzeres Melech does not apply. So here also, the Eidechad is telling you, you know, I'm not Choshen L'Shaker. Now there's Gzeres Melech, you can't believe one Eid by Adav Sheba Elbe. But I'm telling you, there's no Gzeres Melech. There's another Eid saying also the same thing. So whenever, if I'm not Choshen L'Shaker, and I'm telling you that there's no Gzeres Melech over here, you have to believe me. Could be that is pshat in the Yeshma Foshim that the Rosh brought down. The place is a Rosh. But if there's a Chash Meshakel, so this is mamish like the Gazlan. So I'm telling you that the Kusi is not Choshed L'Shakel. Shakel is telling me that he's not Choshed L'Shakel. That is L'Chayre Taisus Kash. And that's I'm sure, the Taisus a Rosh. The Yeshlaima. So what does Taisus answer? The Ein Lochush, given by Kusi, Kosha Midaraisa, Tegeri Emeshain. So we have to understand what Taisus says. I'll tell you the Loshan of the Chsam Seifer. The Chsam Seifer says, Pshat in this Taisus. Heim Omru, the Heim Omru. They said that kusi is possible. Minatera kusi is kosher. All these choshes are only choshes midarabono. Minatera you don't have to be choshen a kusi. Veheim omru the sagi be'eid echot hameid olam. And they said, but if someone says he's kosher, that means all our pikpukim that we had is if no one says anything about him. But if an eid echot says that he's good, so all our pikpukim fall off. Utrei milininu, zechtam soife, and they're two distinct things. Vloitoli ahadodi. And one is not dependent on the other. That means, the aid is saying, there's a get involved over here, and there's a get. And then there's a shaila about this kusi. So, Dachsmi Dachsam Sefer is saying like this. When I chasm, when a yid chasm is underneath a kusi, so his chsime underneath the kusi is telling us this kusi is a kosher eid, is a chotah. That's what the chsime is telling us. So, I have namonis. I'm talking about the kusi. This kusi is a kosher, is a chotah. So finished. So this is, and then therefore there's namon to be made on the kusi. So finished. So that's one eid this. This has nothing to do with the get. You can read it from the get. If you read between the lines or underneath the lines, or kaponim, then you can figure out that. But I'm telling you that, this kusi is a chota. Finished! Okay. Now that we know that this kusi is a chota, so now I see this, so I know a kusi a chota signed on this get and another yid, so there's two of them on the get. That means, napshat is that the I'm the Rav HaMakshar on the get. I'm talking about the kusi. And I have an amonis on the kusi. Since I have an amonis on the kusi, so my mail the get is a kosher get. Not I'm being makshar the get, I'm being makshar the kusi. And you'll be makshar the get. That's how the Chsam Sefer learns Pshat and Taisus. Agavulcha, I saw on the Achronim, the Sukkos David and the Yelas Ashacha, the Klera Shaila, Lemaise, fine, we have a long this, it's two different things, but now I know the Kusi is a Chova. The next time he comes Shabbos to Shul, we'll give him Shishi, he's a Chova, right? I mean, he's a Chova. Now, one get, we had Kusi, Chatzkel, I was the first good, he's a Chova. We'll have another get with the Yidus Chasman underneath Berl, Also, now Beryl is also a chava. Chatzkel is a chava. Beryl is a chava. Now I have a get that's kechasmet with Chatzkel and Beryl, two kusim. Will it be good or won't it be good? Well, let's talk what will be by Shash Torahs. It's a Samiradi Kazakh. The Mishnah says, Kol get shechosim all of eight kusi posel, chutz begitay noshim. So, lochere, one should say, on shildiks. Don't say that. I mean, lochere, if gitay noshim was gechasmet on Sunday, say no chatzkel is a chover, so Monday chatzkel could go and chasm on a star also. I feel that when he's first, or he could be second for chatzkel is a chover. The Pashas HaMishneh, it would seem not like that. The Pashas HaMishneh would seem that it only helps by get. So they want to say, if there's a loy pluk, it's only by get, and since in this shtar, it's muchach, the kashrus of this kusi, so if in the shtar that I want to use him, it's spelled out black and white, that this kusi is a chover, in this shtar he's kosher. For other things, he's not kosher anymore. I mean, I have to be a bucky to know from the, I mean, they only were machsher a shtar that from this shtar I can see that he's a chover. The only machsher there's another shtar is they want machsher.
Zut de Gemara, Gufe, Omar Abelozo. Abelozo said, Leich Shiro Boi Ella Eidechot Kusi Bova. Abelozo said, Leich Shiro Boi Ella Eidechot Kusi Bova. Zut de Gemara, the only one Eid is kosher by get. Zut de Gemara, Maike Mashmo. What is Abelozo telling us? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol get, Sheyesh Olof Eid Kusi Posel. Every star that there's one Eid Kusi is Posel. Chutz Megitay Noshim B'Shechulei Avodim, that one Eid Kusi is kosher. So the Mishnah says that only one Eid Kusi is kosher by get. I mean, that's how you read the Mishnah. So what is Rabbi Lozer coming to tell us? So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is not necessarily read the way you're reading it. Ime mas nisan habamine, afilu treinami, afilu every shtar, afilu one is not good. And by get, afilu two are good. Now tell you a beer. The beer could be, the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that holds, it's totally an achzik, and it could be it's achzik begitten, like achzik b'shtaris. I can learn that on the Mishnah. V'hai d'ktoni chat, that would it said, kol shtah, kol get, shechosem boi eid echot kusi is posul, is mishum de b'shtaris afilu chad nami, loy. K'mash melon. So that's why Rabbi Loz is coming to tell us that no, that baguette also only one is kosher. Frag the Gemara utrei loy, in two kusim are no good. Boktoni maise beviu lifneram gemlil the kvar usnoi get ishem. Bahoyu eidov eide kusim behichsha, ni was marsha. Omarabaye tni eidoi. You have to make a greis in the Mishnah, not eidov, eidoi. Rava Omar Loilam Tre. No, it was Take, Ram Gamliel, it was Eidot. Ram Gamliel, Mithlik Polik, and Ram Gamliel is Cholik on the Tane Kamen. Vechsuri Mechs, Reva Hochiton, Ram Gamliel, Marsha Bishnaim, Gamliel's Marsha Bishnaim, Omaisenami, Shevil of Ne Ram Gamliel, Lekfar Usnoi Get Ishe, Bahoyu Eidov Eide Kusim Behirsha. And he was Masha. So before we see Rasha, let us see Taisvis. Rav Oyma Loilam Trey. Ulidi Dei. And what Pshat Ram Gamliel? He holds like Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Arzik Baho, Bolei Arzik Baho. I say it was Arzik Begitten, not Arzik Beshtoris.
or by getting a fellow two kurs in Magul. Let us see Rashi. Tanine kol get yeshol eight kursi posel. The Mishnah says this. Ba'aloh koma chutz megitei noshim, that an eight kursi is kosher. Habimine the fellow three ksherim beget. Behold the toni chad, vashminen chumre, the shar shtoris, the chad nami posel. Kamash malom, that no, Rabbi Loza comes to tell us that no, according to the Tanakhama, only Chad is kosher. Rav Omer Loilam Trei Kusim Havu, Bahi Gitzidaram Gamliel, Gamliel Miflik Polik, Bi Amrit Maisel Ister, Is Chzuri Mersre, Bahochik Tot.